Shimon bought a house from Reuven, and after a settlement, Shimon saw that the windows were broken, the furniture had been moved, and there was big cracks in the walls behind where the furniture had been. And he saw, he was looking around, he saw all these things wrong, and he told Reuven, "I want out of this house. I want my money back. I don't want the house." Reuven says, "What do you mean? I'll fix everything. I'll reduce the price of the house and give you money to fix it, or I'll fix it." And Shimon says, "I want my money back." So who's right? Right? That's the case. And the same thing would be with a car. You buy a car, and say a used car, it's easier, and the door doesn't close all the way, and this lock is broken, and the windshield wipers don't work completely right. And you say, "I don't want the car. It's not working." And the seller says, "I'll reduce the cost of it. Okay, I know the door's a different color than the others. You notice that finally. I'll reduce the price." And he says, "No, it's a mekach tovus. I want my money back." Right. So that's the shaila. Because until now, we've been speaking about cases where the sale item was the way it was advertised. It's just we were talking about the price was wrong. Right here, the price is right. We're not talking about that there was a onah. There's no onah on the price. The issue in these next few shiurim is going to be the item that was purchased. The item that's purchased is not exactly according to the way that I was expecting it. So we have a concept called mekach tovus. Mekach tovus means the whole thing is null and void. Just like if the onah would be more than a sixth, the whole thing is a mekach tovus. That's one case of mekach tovus. That's null and void. So same thing as if I order a black suit and you give me a green suit, that's a mekach tovus. I could send it back and you get my money back. So the question is, in cases like the ones we're talking, the window's broken in the house, the car window doesn't work right, where the buyer says, "It's a mekach tovus, it's not the way it should be, I want my money back," and the seller offers to give a reduction in the price, or to try to fix it, he'll reduce the price. Does the seller have the right to keep the sale intact and just give a reduction or whatever, it's worth less than its value? And we're talking, it's not going to be worth less than a six in value because then it'd be onah again. It's within the price range. Does he have a way to get out? Right, that's the shaila.
What are we talking about? He already bought it?
Right, he paid for it. He paid for it. If he didn't pay, if he didn't make a kinyan, there's nothing to talk about. He could always, well.
He was kind of blind, didn't see the car was going apart.
No, it's not, he drove it, a test drive, but when you buy the car, you think of, and once you buy it, you think of other things that you discovered. The glove compartment doesn't, do you check every single thing when you look at it? The house, you don't, huh? Well, you're a better buyer than some people. Well, here I'll give you the case of the Rush, and you'll see why, how it could happen. Reuven and Shimon were living in Ishbiliyai. Reuven had houses in Kartava, farther away. And Shimon knew it. They both knew the houses. Shimon had seen the houses. Reuven knew about the houses. And Shimon purchased the houses from Reuven with a certain amount of money, and they made a shtar. They're not allowed to be chozer. In the meantime, before the sale was consummated, some kusim came to Kartava, Kusites, and they took over the houses. They were vacant. In the meantime, they lived in the houses. They messed them up. They lit fires in the house, which made the walls smoke damage. They took off the doors and the windows. And then the people in the neighborhood, they had to sell the doors to the yard, to the chatzer, because they owed taxes and the people where Reuven wasn't here. So they took the doors off and sold it, gave it away to the tax collectors. And now when Shimon finds out about this, he wants to say, it's a mekach tovus. This isn't what I purchased. And Reuven says, that's such a small thing. It's the house is worth $1 million and this is worth, damage is $10,000. I'll reduce you. Let's make an appraisal of what the damage is and I'll take that off the cost. That doesn't give you a right to cancel the sale. Right, that was the shaila. So what would you say?
Right. There's one extra scratch on the house.
That's right. Where?
We have to talk about that. We have a few things we have to talk about. We have to talk about what's called a damage at all. And then, but let's assume, and I'll say this right now, you'll see in the on the handout, the third thing in the handout, the Rambam, and this is Paskin Shulchan Aruch HaShemesh, but says, what's called a mum that you can retract, that you can return the, what's called a defect that you can return it? Anything that the B'nai Medina consider a defect, Mazirin, you can return the object for that. Things that people, like a scratch, a dent, a used car, there's a, you know, you see a little dent on it afterwards, so that's something that people wouldn't return it for, so then you don't have a right to say Mekach Tavs, right? That's number one. Because you can't say Mekach Tavs for every little scratch you find. It has to be something that in normative Minhag HaMedina is that this is something that makes a difference. Right, you walk in the house and you see that one of the tiles is a little bent, right, you can't say it's a Mekach Tavs. I'm not buying a house because one of the tiles is bent. It's not a new house, and what do you expect? And not everything's perfect. Right, it has to be something, you know, there's cobwebs in the ceiling, it's a Mekach Tavs. You know, then you have to be reasonable. It has to be a Minhag HaMedina. It has to be something that people care about. Okay, so that's Aleph. Aleph is, we're talking about things that people care about. People care about that the walls are filled with smoke and the doors are missing and the windows are missing. That's something people care about. Right? That's something you can't just ignore. So the Shaila is, what are you doing in such a case? Shimon, the buyer, says, I want my money back. It's a Mekach Tavs. This is something think people care about. And the seller says, I agree that it's wrong, and I'll give you a reduced price based on whatever the appraisal says it's worth less. So there seems to be a stira in between the Rush and the Rambam. Not a stira, machlokas. The Rush that I just read to you concludes, and this is the second halacha on the sheet. It says the Hadinim Reuven. Reuven has the right. Reuven has the right. Right. That's the Choshen Mishpat Reish Lamed Beis Sif Hey. It's based on this Tshuvas HaRash. So the Rush concludes, right? Reuven claims he wants it, something I'll fix. I'll reduce the price. So Hadinim Reuven. Reuven is right. Reuven has the right to say, I don't want the sale to be canceled. Let me just give you a deduction. We'll estimate the difference, and I'll give you that much money back. That's what the Rush paskins, and the Shulchan Aruch brings in la halacha. But then the Shulchan Aruch means the Rambam, which is the first thing on the handout. And the chashrin chasamum, you're not allowed to. The seller can't just consider the loss in value because of this defect. Even if he sold him a utensil, a car worth 10 dinars, $10,000, and the defect only lessens its value one iser, it's worth $200 less now because of that $10,000 off because of that mum, machzer zakali, the buyer can return it. The seller can't tell him, holach iser chasamum, I'll give you your iser, the thing's worth iser less because of this defect, let me give you the iser. Shalakech says, I wanted a whole object, I don't want something that has a defect. And the Rambam concludes also, the Lokeach has, the Mochia has a right in this also. Chenim rotza Lokeach likach chasamum. The Lokeach takes it home and says, there's a defect here, and I want to get a cheap deal here, let me just take the money back, the difference in value. Right? I have this car, and I found this wrong with it, all these little defects, and I don't want to give it back. I like the car, it drives fine, but I want to get some money back for it, for these defects, or I buy the house. And I want to stay in the house, I like the neighborhood, but I found all these broken windows, these different things, and I'll make the money and leave it the way it is. So the lokeach, if he wants to do that, then the mocher, the seller, can tell him, in tignas el kamashu, either take it as is, or tul damim shel chav aleich, or take your money and go. Right, so the halacha, once again, the Rambam is paskening, and this is in the Shulchan Aruch, that if you sell something to someone, even if it's worth a lot of money, and if the defects are minor, the halacha is, it's a Mekach Tavs. The buyer does not have the right to say, give me a price break because of these problems. The whole thing is canceled. The mocher does not have a right to say, if the lokeach wants to give it back, here, I'll give you the little bit of money because of that defect, he has to give him the whole money back if the lokeach wants it, and then the lokeach gives the object back. So, yeah, we'll talk about that. If it's a real mum, so then yeah, we'll talk about that in a future weeks. The pashas is that if he knew about it, if the mocher knew about it, then he has to take all the responsibility for the cost. So, halacha lemaisa, the Mishpat Torah Shpit says, based on this Shulchan Aruch, if you buy, the first thing on the handout on the second side, you have a kli, you buy your utensil, a car that has a defect, and the kohen wants to keep it, but just wants to get the price reduced, or it's a set, right? He buys a set of svarim, a set of service for eight. He buys service for eight dishes, silverware, and he finds that one of the services are defective. You can't use it. They didn't glaze it. It's impossible to use. So there's none left, and he likes the design. So the lokeach says, okay, like I can't use one of these services. I should get 1/8 off the price. And there's no anah here because it's not a sixth. Right, it's the price didn't go down more than a sixth, so there's no din of anah here. It's less than a sixth. But he says, I want, even though there's no anah, but this is a mekach tos, there's a mum in it, there's one of the services I can't use. And the seller says, no, I sold you this whole set, either take it or leave it. If you don't want it, for the price that we agreed upon, give me the whole thing back and I'll give you your money back. Or the other way, the lokeach, the mocher, the lokeach says, I want to give the whole set back, there's a piece missing, and the mocher says, look, you have all 7/8 of it, I'll just give you a reduction. So in that case, the lokeach can say, no, I don't want it, give me my whole money back. Right, that's the halacha l'maaseh. He says that if you buy a big thing and there's a defect in it that makes it a mekach tos, the Minhag HaMedina says this is something that is a mekach tos, it's a real mum. So if the lokeach wants to get a reduction in price, the mocher could call his bluff and say, if you either take it as is or I'll give you your whole money back and give me the whole thing back. And if the lokeach wants to get his whole money back because he doesn't like it now that there's one missing, and the mocher says, look, keep it and I'll just give you a reduction based on what the defect is here, the lokeach can claim, I want all my money back, this is a mekach tos. Like that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens based on the Rambam, and this is an application of this halacha. So if that's the case, we have a kasha, what to do with the Rush, because the Rush said that if Shimon bought the house from Reuven and he finds the windows are broken and he finds the doors were smoked, the walls were smoked up, and he wants all his money back, he wants him to say mekach tos, he doesn't want his house anymore, Reuven, the seller, has the right to say, I'll reduce the price for you and you have to keep the house. And the Shulchan Aruch said, Hadinim Reuven, Reuven is right. Why can Reuven refuse to give all the money back to Shimon? Why can Shimon not cancel the sale? Well, with the Rambam paskins that if there's any defect in the merchandise, even if it's only an isser on a 10 dinner thing, the seller cannot force the buyer to take a reduction in price. The buyer can say, I'm giving the whole thing back. Right, that's what the Rambam is saying. Even if it's a small percentage, it has to be Minhag HaMedina. The Rambam himself says that the next halacha, that it's a real mum. But the Rambam says the lokeach can demand his full money back. So why can't Shimon demand his full money back from Reuven when he finds the houses are damaged? Reuven has the right to give him a reduction, because it could be corrected. Right? That's what the Bach answers. The Bach says that this whole halacha, that there's no reducing, no price fixing to make up for the damage, that's only in something that can't be fixed. The Rambam was talking about a kli that can't be fixed, a service for eight. There's one missing and there's no more left that could be put in, and it's broken in a way that it can't be fixed. Right? It's shattered, it can't be fixed, and there's none other available to fill it in. So that's when the halacha is the lokeach can demand his money back and the mocher cannot say, I'll give you a reduction in price. But if it's something that is fixable, it's something that the Moksha could fix. You can clean the walls, you can put the windows back and the doors back. So then the Mocher has the right to say, instead of giving you all your money back, I'm giving you a reduction in the price. We'll make a appraisal of what is worth less, and you will then be able to replace whatever's wrong.
So the seller doesn't have to fix it.
Oh, so that's the next thing to talk about. Who has to fix it? But just to get clear, when we're talking about a mum over, something that is could be fixed, so it's different than the other rules of mekach tos. It does, the thing isn't completely canceled. The halacha is that the mocher could refuse to give the money back and say, I'm just giving you a reduction for the price of the fixing, and the sale is still valid. Now, who has to fix it? So I have the Ulam HaMishpat. It's Achman from 100 years ago. He says that the mocher has to fix it. He brings a couple of rayas.
A reduced price and the chiyuv becomes. They did $100 of damage. I have to fix it and give you money off?
No. No, it means that I have. Right. I'll do the chiyuv. I'll give you the money and I'll take it into the shop for you, and you know, I'll take care of it. That's what he says. The truth is, the two proofs are not so strong, and the contemporary poskim, I have the Pesachei Choshen, the Mishpatei Tishmoru, which I spoke on in the beginning, they both say that it's Pashit, that since it's not a Mekach Tos, well, what's the Svara? What's the Svara that a Mum Over is not the Mevatel the Mekach? Because it's not a Mekach Tos. If I sell you a car and it's broken and it can't be fixed, so that's a mekach tos. I was selling you a car and it doesn't work. Right? That's a mekach tos. I was selling you a blue suit and it's a green suit. It's not what I ordered. But if I'm selling you a house, and this is a lesson of the Rush himself says, ki bayis mocher lo, Reuven sold him in a house, and a dainikra bayis. It's still called a house. If there's a little bit of a problem with it. Mum over here, it's something that's a mum over. Right? It's not a mekach tos. We're not talking about mekach tos. I sold you this car, and it's not a mekach tos. It's not something that the Minhag Medina says you could give your whole money back for. It's little things. The windshield wipers, the little things. That doesn't make the car no good. But it's my car now. And if I have a car that has problems, so you're reducing the price, that's halacha. Because also I want to point out that they say that how far can you go for these mumovers? I mean, the mumover also has to depend on the Minhag Medina. Like I said before, like if there's a little piece of paint missing on the car, you can't say I want the whole thing painted over again, because you buy a used car, you know there's going to be dents and scratches and things here and there. Right, so it has to be Minhag Medina that this is something real. The windshield wiper is broken, the cigarette lighter's broken, the windows aren't working exactly right, the doors don't close right, there's a rattling, right? These little things that happen when you buy a used car, if you ever bought a used car. So those things which are Minhag Medina that should be fixed, so there, it's your car now, and you're responsible to take it to the dealer, and on your time, and he doesn't have to give you a loaner car if he doesn't want to, unless there was a deal like that, because it's your car now that you're getting fixed, like any other time you're getting your car fixed.
Takes that money of the reduction and gets it fixed.
Right, so you have a choice. He says, either I'll give you a reduction in price and then you fix it at wherever you want, or I'll fix it for you. Right? Either way. That's what his chiyuv is. I sold you a car, you have a car, there's this
mum of fix it, the seller or the buyer.
So we're saying the buyer gets the money, but he has to do the tircha. He has to take it to the either to this dealer, to another dealer, the tircha is on him. The pisrei choshen could be he'll get schar tircha. Maybe he could get paid for. He can take off some schar for his tircha. But the actual tircha, the Ulam HaMishpat said that the seller has to do it. But these contemporary poskim are saying, and I hear it well, that it's since it's not a mekach tos, it's a normal thing that could happen. It doesn't cancel the sale. So once it's my car, it's my house. Right, who's the one that's going to have to stay home from work and wait for them to come to put the new windows in? I can't have the seller come back from Texas to come to my house and wait for the people to come in to fix the windows, even though it's their responsibility to fix, because it was something that Minhag Medina would say they should fix. but I had to take the tircha. They can reduce the price, they'll give me the price, the money to pay for it, but the tircha is up to me. That's the way they seem to be saying. Okay, so far it's easy. The Bach asks Akasha. It will be easy the whole way. I know. The worst is over. We'll chazer them all at the end. Okay, but so far we're talking about mum overs. We're into the mum over territory. Now the Bach asks Akasha on this mum over svara. The Bach says there's a halach the Ravid paskins. The Shulchan Aruch for some reason doesn't bring it. They ask why he doesn't. The Ravid says, if I sell you a sack of nuts, and I tell you there's 100 nuts in here. So the halacha is that, depending on whether you saw it or you didn't see it, the halacha is that if it's not the amount of nuts that you promised, they're in the bag, I can say, take the whole thing back. So the Bach asks, there's one nut missing. Right, it's a mum. You don't have a mum over bigger than this. So why does the buyer have the right to take the whole 99 back because there's one missing? When you say, and then you say, if the doors are broken and the walls are smoky, he can't cancel the sale and he has to just get a reduction in price. It's Akasha the Bach asks on the rush. Right, this Raiva in the Shulchan Aruch for some reason doesn't pass in this halacha, but. The Bach said is a kasha. He says the Ravid is talking, and this is a halacha lemaisa, it's important lemaisa. He says the Ravid is talking in a case where the guy needed the nuts because he was going, he was having an ufruf that Shabbos and he needed them that many, and if by the time you get another one in, I don't need it anymore. So in such a circumstance where you didn't give me enough when I needed it, so what, you give me the other one later, but it's too late, I needed them all now. I ordered service for 100 people and you show up with 99, they say, I'll get you the next one next week. I need 100 now, 100 people are coming, and I'm going to order from somewhere else. So in that case, that's where the Ravid says, the whole mekach is batal, and he can't just say, look, I'll give you a reduction in price. I needed the whole thing.
That's not a mumaybe.
What?
That's not
considered. Yeah, so even... Right, because the circumstances make it into a mumshein over. It's, technically, it's a mum over. If there's one missing, I'll fill it in.
Circumstances.
Right. And he says the rush that was talking in a case where the person, like if in the case of the rush, if Shimon needed the houses right away because he has buyers and he needs these houses right away, and by the time Reuven goes and fixes them up, he'll lose the sale, or he'll lose his need for those houses, whatever his need is. So in that case, also Shimon could tell Reuven, look, I don't want a reduction in price; I want my money back. Right. So that's exception number one. Even though by mum over we say the seller does not have to give the full money back, he could just offer a reduction in price to fix the thing. If it's going to result in a loss to the buyer needed it for a certain, there was time value, and this is going to break his time value. So in that case, the mekach is batal completely. Then there's one other interesting kasha. There are a few interesting kashas, but there's one that we'll talk about tonight. This kasha is a Mogen Avram's kasha, and there's a lot of terusim to it, but it's based on a famous Gemara in Pesachim, the first side of the handout, the bottom of the page. The Gemara has a shaila. Someone was renting a house. Iboi luhu. Someone's renting a house for Pesach. Hamasker bayis lachadeir becheskas batuk. Someone rented a house to his friend as under the presumption with a chazaka that it was search, you don't have to worry about it, for it's ready, it's already Pesach. But when the tenant moved in, he saw that there's cookies all over the place. He says, it hasn't been baduk, and it's Erev Pesach, and he's stuck. Mau, what's the halacha? Mihavi kemekach tos or lo? Is this a mekach tos or not? Giving me a house, Erev Pesach, which has crumbs all over, has cookies all over it, is no favor. Is that a mekach tos? On the other hand, the maskir, the landlord could say, check it yourself. It's a mum over. You could check it. So the Gemara concludes, "Afila ba'asad yavi agar batku." Even if you're going to have to pay money to have it checked, this is the maskana of the Gemara. Even you'll hire someone to do the bedika for you. and it's going to cost you money, still the halacha is it's not a mekach toz. The nichalei leinish lekayumi mitzvah b'mamoni, because a person wants to do mitzvahs with his money, he doesn't mind. We assume that that's what he wanted. We assume that when he, even though he assumed that the house was pesachik, when he finds out it's not pesachik, he doesn't mind spending money that he should go devotek his house. This is the, you know, and then you go to the hotel and you find cookies in the hotel. You, so what do you do? So that's the Gemara. So the Magen Avraham asks a kasha. This is also a mumover, right? It's the, you told me it's pesachtik. It's not pesachtik. So it's a mumover. I could hire someone to go clean it out. Right? It costs money, but it's a mumover. So if that's the case, why does the Gemara have to say it's not a mekach toz because people like doing misses with their money? Even if people didn't like doing misses with their money, the halacha is whenever I sell you something or I rent you something and there is a mum over in it, it's something that could be fixed. The halacha is you don't have the right, the buyer, the tenant does not have the right to cancel the whole sale because of something wrong that can be fixed. So why over here does the Gemara have to say it's because people will like doing misses with their money, that's why it's not a mekach toz? Even without that, we should say it's something that could be taken care of, and if it could be taken care of, I'll give you a reduction, I'll pay for the your bedikah afterwards. Right? Why do we need that svara? That's the Magen Avraham's kasha. The Magen Avraham gives a simple answer. He says that the Gemara is talking where the Meira Tanai, when I went into the Pesach hotel, I was assuming that it was going to be Pesachtik, and I on the contract says that it's going to be Pesachtik, and if it's not Pesachtik, so I have a right to say mekach toz. However, since people like doing misses with their money, so it doesn't become a mekach toz. Huh?
I don't have to hotel. I can work back to my house and pay
the wife. You'll hire someone to do it. I don't mind.
In the hotel.
And you'll stay in the hotel, and I don't mind doing it. So that's what the Magen Avraham says. So based on this, this whole svara mum over also will now have a second condition to it. Even though we said that if it's a mum over, the halacha is that the mocher has the right to not give the full money back and just give compensation for that difference. But if it's something, if you make a stipulation, when you buy the car, I say, if I find anything wrong with it, which is people care about, I don't want you to fix it, I want my full money back. So then the halacha is that you can get your money back. I mean, that's a pashut thing. So we're talking before with contracts and houses. Right, the Rush's case. You buy your house, and when you move in, you see that the windows are broken and the walls are damaged. So since it's something that could be fixed, the mocher can give you a deduction and a reduction in the price, and then you fix it and get it fixed. But if in the contract you stipulated that if there's anything wrong, even a moment over, I want my money back, I want the whole sale to be canceled, so then the mecca, or you said, I want this, that there shouldn't be any problems with it, I don't want to have broken windows or X, Y, and Z like that, so then it's not masa mashakasa batara, it's a good tanai, and then you would have the right to cancel the whole sale. But if you haven't done that, and just a general, you know, it's going to be in normal condition like the contract say, so then if it's these things that could be fixed, the mocher has the right to say that here, I'll just give you the reduction and you get it fixed. The Ulam HaMishpat, the one I mentioned before, gives a different answer, which is the basis of one of the basis of his halacha. He says that over here, it's like what Dovi was saying, he's saying over here it's different. If the mocher is selling it to the lokeach, so then you have your time, there's no pressure to do anything. But over here, you're forcing the socher the last minute to go to the tircher, running around the house, running around the streets to find someone to be both like his house or himself to spend, you know, ruin his whole vacation by spending his time checking the whole house. So over here, since the tircher is being forced upon the socher, the tenant, that's why it's a mekach toz, if not for the reason of people like doing misses with their money. So based on that, the Ulam HaMishpat says, this was one of his proofs, we said before, he said that if there is a problem with the house which can be fixed, even though the mekach is not batal, but the mocher has to be the one responsible for fixing the making the fixes. Well, that's one of his proofs. I don't think it's such a good proof, because I think there's a difference between a sale and a rental. If you are a tenant somewhere and the landlord still owns it, so the landlord has responsibilities. And if the landlord forces me to do something that I shouldn't have to normally do, or he makes me fix the electricity and do all the different things that I shouldn't have to do, so then I could claim mekach tos. But if it's a sale, where normally the mocher is gone, and now it's your house, or your car, so I think in that case, I don't see a raya from... You know, if you want to say that's the right answer to the Magen Avraham's kasha, but there could be a difference between a rental and a sale. A sale, the person goes away, he's finished, and the rental, he's still on the scene. And if you force me to do something which I shouldn't have to do, I could say Mekal Tos. I don't want to bother with such a thing. You know, that's Dulema Mishpat Svara. So Shari Mishpat says the same Svara. But whether that couldn't be extrapolated to the case of a sale, that I don't think. And these contemporary poskim say that it's not true. The buyer has to take that tircha. So, wrapping up, we'll just review the different halachas, because the next couple of shiurim will be based on this. Before we talk about a mum, we have to make sure that it's a real mum. It has to be a real defect. How do you know something's a defect? That's something Minhag HaMedina. You go by what Minhag HaMedina is. If the something that people care about, that they cancel a sale, so then that's a mum, which is a mekach tos. If it's something that can't be fixed, it's a mekach tos, you get your full money back. The Rambam says, even if it's a small percentage of the value, but if it's something that people care about, so that's that is a mekach tos. The lokeach can demand his full money back, and he cannot demand just a reduction in price. The mocher can then say, I'll give you your full money back, but I don't have to give you that reduction in price. Right? That's in a case where it's something that can't be fixed. It's a broken set of the china in the case we're talking about. If it's something that can be fixed, amum over, and once again, something that makes a difference enough to people that they have the right to demand to get it fixed, so you can't go to the car dealer and say, I found some crumbs on the floor there, I want a reduction in price so I can pay for someone to clean it. Oh, that's ridiculous. It has to be something normal. If it's something that is normal, that you have a good claim, so then the halacha is you can't claim that you want your full money back, because it's not, you bought a house, you have a house. You bought a car, you have a car. It's not a mekach tos, the way the Rush says. This is what you bought and you have it. There, you have claims on the seller, and you have legitimate claims, so the seller will reduce the price to take care of those claims. And like we said, the fact that it's your car, though, says that you're going to have to take the loss. Now, the post can say, if all these little nitpicky things come out to more than a sixth of the value, so then you already can start talking on non. Say, the way you sold it to me, it's worth less than a sixth of what I paid, so you can say, oh no. But we're talking where the price is not out of line, oh no, wise. We're just talking mekach tos wise, there's a defect. And in that case, you can't demand your full money back. You can only demand a reduction in price to pay for the repairs. If there's time value involved, and by getting the repairs, you'll lose the time value that you have, you know, like you'll get it, you'll find someone to build like the house after Pesach, so then you could say, I want some mekach tos, so it's not worth it. And if you stipulate that these things mean a lot to you, so then that stipulation makes a difference also. We'll just conclude this Sefer Mishpatei Tishmoreth. He just gives some cases, and we'll see if we agree with them all at the end. You buy a house, and you find that the windows don't work right. Right there. They can't be opened. They've been sealed shut, and you can't open them. Or you bought a car, and the door doesn't close right. Or you bought a suit, and they forgot to put in pockets. It just happened to us. We bought a suit for one of the children, and it didn't have a buttonhole in it. So what do you do then? right? The button, new case, a buttonhole. So in all these cases, since it's something that could be fixed, we don't have a right to take the suit back and say, this is a mekach toz. You bought a suit, I gave you a suit. You need to get the buttonhole repaired, find out how much it is, and I'll cover the cost. But if you already paid for the suit, and it's in your possession now, and, you know, assuming that there's no, you know, 30-day, no questions asked return policy, but if, you know, it's a normal thing that he's saying, look, I sold it to you, and you had the suit, so that's the halach would be. This is a mum over, something that could be fixed. I'll give you the money to fix it, and you can't cancel the sale. However, he says, if it's something that is ruined, that can't be fixed, like, you know, the sleeves are the wrong, the different lengths, and it's a whole thing to change it, so then he says that would be a mekach toz. Now, just one last thing, that all these halachas should not be confused with warranties, where he points that out also. You buy a car, you have 30-day warranty. That warranty is saying different than mekach toz. The warranty is saying that if anything happens during these 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, so we're willing to cover any problems that might come up. Right? That's halachas of warranty. That's not mekach toz. Mekach toz means these things were wrong at the time of the sale. When I bought the car, these things were wrong. So then you have a claim of mekach toz, even, we'll see, even maybe a year later. It's not affected by the warranty. We'll talk about that more in the future. So we're talking about, and we'll also talk about cases where it's not so clear when the damage occurred. So once again, we're talking about things that were wrong, defects that were there at the time of the sale. So in that case, we have this whole range of halachas. First, we have to determine whether it is something that the Minhag HaMedina cares about. Then step two is to see if it's a permanent thing or something that could be fixed. If it's a permanent thing, it's a mekach toz, and neither side can claim reduction. The whole thing is batel, or claim they could both agree on a compromise, but each one can't force the other one to say the reduction. If it's a mum over, there the buyer cannot force the seller to get his whole money back. The most he can hope for is a reduction in price and the ability to fix it. He bought a house, he has a house, he bought a car, he has a car, he bought a suit, he has a suit. Now he just has claims to have it fixed.